This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. At Gillette Stadium tonight, the Patriots will play their preseason opener against the New Orleans Saints. The teams practiced together yesterday and Tuesday, and as Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game reports, they have a lot in common.
The weather is good. The Red Sox are bad. Add a dash of leftover excitement from last season's Super Bowl run and sprinkle in a visit from another of the NFL's top teams, and the result is record crowds at Patriots training camp. According to the Patriots, Tuesday's joint practice with the Saints attracted 14,830 fans, plus rock star and friend of Bill Belichick, John Bon Jovi. Pats tight end Rob Gronkowski says the crowds have gotten his attention.
We can't thank him enough. I mean, They give you the extra energy boost going in. I mean, when you're kind of just lousy that for a moment, I mean, they get loud, they get excited, and it gets you going too. So it's always great to have them out there.
The Pats and Saints also held joint preseason practices in 2010. This time, New Orleans is playing under record penalties for the team's bounty program for injuring opponents. The list of punishments is long, but to put it into perspective, consider this. Saints head coach Sean Payton is suspended for the entire season. The interim coach, Joe Vitt, is in camp, but will also be suspended for the first six games of the season. Vitt bristled at questions about the impact on the team, but did not hold back in his praise of the Patriots.
This franchise that we're going against is the Microsoft of our industry, what they've done. In my era as a coach, Bill Belichick is the coach of my era. He's the Don Shula, the Bill Walsh of my era.
If Vitt's analogy is correct, then Bill Belichick would be Bill Gates. And coincidentally, Belichick took a PC angle on the topic of the Saints scandal, only discussing Payton, their suspended coach.
Well, I miss Sean not being here. And, I think the world of Sean. He's a great friend. And I look forward to seeing him back out here soon.
The Saints situation has drawn comparisons to the Patriots Spygate videotaping scandal that first surfaced in 2007. Amid the controversy, the Patriots went undefeated during the regular season before falling to the New York Giants in the Super Bowl. Saints safety Roman Harper says his teammates are taking lessons from the 07 Patriots.
It will only be a distraction if you let it be a distraction. That was the motto that they really took in that locker room, and we kind of took the same thing. As long as we stick together in our locker room, which is a great one, and we don't let outsiders get in and continue to be a distraction, it won't distract us. And we can continue to win games and continue to stockpile wins and see where we're at the end of the year.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees agreed.
But certainly it's something we can look at and say, hey, this is maybe the closest to what we're going through. And you just try to turn the negative into a positive somehow.
Last year, Brees set a record for most passing yards in a single season. Tom Brady was close behind and also topped Dan Marino's old mark. Bill Belichick says seeing the New Orleans offense will help the Patriots' defense improve.
Top scoring offense in the league, move the ball, so it's a big challenge playing against that group. And they're different. They do different things than what we do, and they're very good at. So it's good for our defense to see the best and compete against the best.
But tonight, don't expect to see the best for long. Brady, Brees, and other stars will most likely see limited playing time. In the preseason, the Patriots, Saints, and the rest of the NFL focus on two things, getting better and staying healthy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.
Doug covers sports for Only a Game, which airs on WBUR on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. For updates on tonight's game, follow Doug on Twitter at Doug Tribou. That's TRIBOU.